Iran and Turkey pledged to join forces to fight ISIL Takfiri militants, this during a meeting between the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and his Turkish counterpart Ahmet Davutoğlu. During a joint news conference in Ankara, Abadi said Iraq and Turkey have discussed cooperation in fighting ISIL, including possible Turkish military and intelligence assistance. He described ISIL as a threat not only to Iraq and Turkey, but to the entire region, urging a united front to defeat Takfiri militants. For his part, Davutoğlu said Turkey is already training Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga fighters to combat ISIL. Turkey, which has been openly calling for the overthrow of the Syrian government, is accused of letting militant groups cross into Syria. The Takfiri militants have captured swathes of Iraqi land in a spillover of violence from neighboring Syria. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Mr. Alan Rowland, who is an online columnist, and he's joining us live now from Sonoma in California. Mr. Rowland, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. And I'm wondering, do you think that Turkey has had a change of heart here? Because we all know of those reports which prove that Turkey has in fact been supporting these very terrorists.
Well, this whole thing is confusion manifested 1,000 times. The American public, quite honestly, it's a total quandary about this. But as far as I'm concerned, the whole main objective, you've got to make it simple, has been regime change in Syria. So the United States is backing anything that has to do with that. And right now, this looks like that's along the same line. And this whole thing that's happened with ISIL is a backdraft from all the injustices and everything that we've done in Iraq. Just this week, we came out with something about how the newspapers and mainstream press is saying that Bush's attack on Iraq was a blunder, which it was, an incredible blunder done for strictly to cover up exactly what had happened in 9/11 and to somehow find a scapegoat for our illegal actions in 9/11, et cetera, the neocon philosophy. So right now, it's your guess as good as mine, but our still objective, as far as the neocon element of our administration, which includes Obama, the overthrow of the regime change in Syria is their number one objective, and that's probably why we're still there. We're not taking active involvement in this, and as long as that's happening, we're fine with it, and that's it.
So, Mr. Rowland, would it be fair to say that, in a sense, that this ISIL Frankenstein has gotten out of hand, or do you think that the creators are still very much pulling the strings behind the scenes?
I think the creators are still pulling the strings behind the scenes, and it's seemingly out of hand, but you've still got the creators hard at work here. You've got Turkey now involved, but the magic words are this: regime change in Syria. So the Western Empire, the Western imperialism still is ongoing. That's it. Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. That's still exactly the objective. Until that changes, and I see no evidence of that changing, then that's where we are.
Very well. We'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us today. That was Mr. Alan Rowland, who was speaking to us live from Sonoma, California.